Order and Diligence, Elder Franklin D. Richards, Franklin D. Richards, Conference Report, October 1964, pages 75-78. My dear brothers and sisters, I appear before you today with a humble heart and rejoice with you in the spirit and proceedings of this great conference. I have recently returned from an assignment to the stakes and missions in Samoa, Fiji, New Zealand, and Australia, and I bring you the greetings and the love of the saints and missionaries in these wonderful areas. The Prophet leads us. I am grateful for the privilege I have had of meeting with the people of the South Pacific and bearing to them, as I do to you today, my testimony that God lives and is mindful of all of His children, that Jesus is the Christ, our Redeemer and Savior, the only begotten of the Father in the flesh, that Joseph Smith was a prophet, commissioned to be the instrument through which the fullness of the gospel and authority to act for God has been restored to the earth in this dispensation. I always rejoice in bearing witness that we are led and guided by a great prophet today, our beloved President David O. McKay, and may the Lord bless and sustain him and strengthen him. The work of the Lord is progressing in the South Pacific areas at an accelerated rate. I found the same wonderful spirit and the same problems facing the people and the church there as elsewhere. We can be grateful, however, that throughout the ages God has counseled His people and helped them to solve their problems. Order and Diligence. It is interesting to note that as God has admonished His people through His prophets, two words have frequently appeared: order and diligence. King Benjamin, in concluding a great address to his people, said, "And see that all these things are done in wisdom and order, for it is not requisite that a man should run faster than he has strength. It is expedient that he should be diligent, that thereby he might win the prize. Therefore, all things must be done in order." In this dispensation through the prophet Joseph Smith, the Lord has told us that his house is a house of order, and not a house of confusion, and that every man should learn this duty, and act in the office in which he is appointed, in all diligence, when called upon to accept an assignment in the church, which is an important part of building the kingdom of God. Many people wonder how they can give the time and attention necessary to fulfill the assignment properly and also meet their family obligations. Today there are so many things to do, so many things crowding us. In this environment, the words order and diligence are key words to success and happiness regardless of the activity we are engaged in. In meeting with stake and mission leaders and other individuals, I frequently ask them what their greatest needs are. Almost invariably they reply that among their greatest needs is better organization of their time and work, or in effect more order and diligence, and it is not infrequent that many ask the question, how does one develop the traits of order and diligence? President McKay has given us some good advice in this connection. He said, "Don't be too busy to meditate, and when the answer comes, have the courage to execute it." Order commences with meditation, and meditation includes thinking, analyzing, prayer, fasting if needs be, and always planning. Meditating requires that time be regularly set aside to consider the things that you think you have to do. Many times you find you have more to do than you can do in the time available. To develop an orderly pattern, you must consider the things facing you, analyze their importance, and list them in the order of their importance. After the things of prime importance are selected, develop a plan to accomplish these more important matters. Planning involves further analysis and developing of effective ways which will save time and simplify the operation involved. Prayer is always desirable in planning the effective use of time. Many are prone to do the easy things and give those matters attention that seem to be the most pressing, regardless of whether they are the most important or not. But through meditation, prayer, and planning, you can select what might be called the first things to do and work out effective ways to do them. First things. Undoubtedly, the two most important first things for us to do in this life are to provide for our families and to assist in building the kingdom of God. As we select first things and put them in preferred positions and work out a plan to accomplish them, we are developing orderly habits which will make it possible to serve in the church and properly care for our families. In building the kingdom of God, the Lord has said that we should first learn our duty. He has counseled us to seek out of the best books words of wisdom and to seek learning even by study and by faith. Study should be rated among those things of first importance. In organizing our time and work, time should be regularly allotted for personal study as well as study with our families. In any successful endeavor, we learn our duty by having a clear understanding of our responsibilities. Moses, in speaking to his people, charged them, "And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly." In this manner Israel could learn its duties. Instructions from leaders should be, as Moses said, plain, in order that those affected might easily learn their duties. Plainness generally incorporates simplicity. Simple things are readily understood. The gospel is simple and was taught by the Savior in a simple and beautiful way. Simplification brings better understanding and provides more time by eliminating unessentials. We must provide time to be with our families and to do things together. In planning the use of your time, I counsel you to spend as much time as possible regularly with your families, say at least 2 nights each week. As parents, our obligation to our families not only includes seeing that they are fed, clothed, and educated, but that their spiritual needs are taken care of as well. Certainly a good part of this must be done personally, such as having a weekly family night, taking vacations together, and going to sacrament meeting as a family. Diligence. By selecting first things to do and working out a plan to do them first, we have taken an important step toward accomplishing them. This is where diligence plays a big part. When the Lord counseled us to perform our assignments in all diligence, He meant whether it was convenient or not. The prophet Joseph Smith said that a religion that does not require the sacrifice of all earthly things never has power sufficient to produce the faith necessary unto life and salvation. To perform our assignments diligently, sacrifice of our time, talents, and means is frequently required, but we know that sacrifice brings forth the blessings of heaven. We are entitled to the blessings which are predicated upon obedience to this principle of sacrifice. The Lord has said, "I, the Lord, am bound when you do what I say, but when you do not what I say, ye have no promise." To be diligent in our work also means to be effective and not just busy. The Lord recognized this difference between just being busy and being effective when in 1831 the elders were traveling down the Missouri River in canoes. The Lord said at that time, "It is not needful for this whole company of mine elders to be moving swiftly upon the waters, whilst the inhabitants on either side are perishing in unbelief." Just as it was unnecessary for all of the elders to be moving swiftly upon the waters, so it is with us. It is not necessary to do many unessential things that keep us busy but result in little or no real benefit to anyone. Being diligent also requires faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in ourselves, and making up our minds to be orderly and diligent is a good part of having faith in ourselves. Even though our assignments seem difficult, as we develop our faith and persevere, we are able to achieve our righteous objectives. President Heber J. Grant frequently quoted from Emerson, "That which we persist in doing becomes easy to do, not that the nature of the thing has changed but that our power to do has increased." To be diligent one must learn to persevere, yes, to endure to the end. But we might ask, to the end of what? Can we endure to the end of a day with the same dedication and enthusiasm we had at the beginning of the day even though faced with frustrations and problems? Each year has 365 days, and each day has 24 hours, each requiring enduring to the end. However, remember what King Benjamin said, "It is not requisite that a man should run faster than he has strength." He undoubtedly meant mental, physical, financial, or spiritual strength, or all combined. Survey large fields, cultivate small. In all phases of my personal experience I have found it wise to survey large fields but cultivate small ones. In surveying large fields one in effect makes a master plan which he later develops in orderly stages. This is a sound way to build and avoid many disappointments which can result from overextending oneself. Surveying large fields and cultivating small ones involves the principles of order and diligence and results in growth and development. These are basic principles of eternal progression. As we increase our personal effectiveness, we increase our effectiveness in our church assignments, and one of the great needs today in building the kingdom of God is effective leaders. The Savior has told us that not everyone that saith unto me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Note the words, "doeth the will of my Father." Finally, again I cite the words of King Benjamin, "It is expedient that he should be diligent, that thereby he might win the prize. Therefore, all things must be done in order." I bear witness, and I know that the witness I bear is true, that through order and diligence we can work in the church and properly take care of our families and win the prize of eternal life of peace, happiness, and success through eternal progress. May we this day resolve to apply these basic principles of order and diligence in our lives and win the most worthwhile prize of all eternal life. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.